presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Once again, we're coming to you from historic Oxford, home to the famous university rowing team, which has in turns brought delight and disappointment to the city, with its eight broad-shouldered young oarsmen and their little cocks. Very, very witty, highly entertaining. The teams are attractive and personable. That's how some people have already described this program. Let me introduce them to you now. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. Our scorer, Samantha, sadly can't be with us today as she's currently working on a short film for private release. Rather appropriately, it's entitled Oxford Blue. However, I'm pleased to say that the producer has kindly lent us his best boy, our regular Swedish stand-in, the delightful Sven. We're going to start off with a round called Historical Headlines. In it, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some likely newspaper headlines that we might have found in the morning papers after a certain historical event. The event is the invasion of the Spanish Armada. And Barry, will you start, please?
Daily Express, Portillo's supporters declare themselves.
Willie.
Auto Weekly, not many miles to the galleon.
Graham?
The Guardian, England invaded by Stain.
Tim?
The Sun.
Gotcha.
Spanish fleet on the Riocas.
I think we should try another one, don't you? So the historical event this time is Moses parting the Red Sea. And Willie, start this one, please.
Late score. Charlton 1, Heston 2.
The Sun, Karcher.
Sunday Sport, Moses parts Red Sea.
Hairdressers Monthly. Moses creates lovely wave and parting.
Right, well, it's time now for a round of pick-up song. As is customary, DJ Sven will spin some 12 inches on my gramophone. Which should make for quite a bit of fun, as he's a very groovy young man. And that's just his corduroy posing pouch. Teams, I'd like you both to sing a duet of my choosing. The music will then drop out, and if on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding prizes. And prizes mean points. What do prizes mean?
Points.
That's better. A half-intelligent audience this time.
You know how to charm them.
This week's prize is just the thing for the forgetful farmer. It's a Let's Pocket Dairy. Barry and Graham, will you please accompany Perry Como and the Fontaine Singers singing A, You're Adorable.
You're adorable.
B, you're so beautiful.
C,
you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling. And E, you're exciting.
F,
you're a feather in my arms.
G,
you look good to me.
Q,
I, you're the
idolize. J.
Yeah, like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
Hell.
Is the light in your eyes?
M.
Oh, yes.
Not that, but we were not.
That's the first time we've ever had the music come back on the next track. Tim and Willie, will you please accompany Donald O'Connor and Doris Day singing No Two People?
Never before and never again.
Never before and never again.
Could anything to romantic people have ever been so
in love? Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
It's incredible. No two people have ever been so in love
as my lovely dove and I.
The positive peak. We are the most unusual couple on earth.
Oh, no two people have ever moon such a moon.
Such a moon.
June such a June.
Such a
spoon, such a spoon.
What he means is that no two people have ever been so in tune
as my macaroon and I. And when we kiss.
And when we kiss.
Oh, and when we kiss.
Well, it's like.
Well, it's historical.
It's
hysterical.
Let me tell it.
Most certainly, darling.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
It's impossible.
It's easy.
Now, after extensive lobbying by the Association of British Masochists, I have, in a moment of pitiable weakness, bowed to pressure and allowed Colin Sell to have a go in this round. So, Colin, will you please accompany Vladimir Ashkenazy playing Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 in A... in B-flat minor, opus 23.
What you done, Hump?
That was one of the worst moments of my life. Our next round is called Word for Word, and there was some doubt as to exactly how this round would fit into the show. In it, the team should take it in turns to speak a series of words that are completely unconnected with each other, thereby constructing a series of totally meaningless and incomprehensible utterances. So what's new? During the course of play, the opposing team may challenge if they think they've spotted a connection. If I uphold the challenge, then the challengers take over, and so on and so on. Right, Tim and Willie, I'd like you to start and exchange some unconnected words. So stand by Barry and Graham and spot that connection.
Corset.
Trough.
Plum.
Gorgonzola.
Scissors.
Peach.
Barry.
Scissors are best for cutting gorgonzola. You never use a knife for gorgonzola. G. cheese connoisseurs use scissors.
Will you keep the details of your home life to yourself, Barry? No, I've never cut Gorgonzola with scissors.
That doesn't surprise me, Humphrey.
She is. She is, yes, but not scissors.
She is, Humphrey. I mean,
carry on, Tim and Willie.
She is.
Abdomen.
Cruet.
Crutch.
Moonshine.
Whistle.
Closet.
Deviant.
Umbrella.
Stand.
Pudding.
Basin.
Exit.
Entrance.
Radio.
Gram.
Television.
Set.
Challenge from Graham.
Did you say shears, Tim?
Yes, sir. I'll accept the connection.
Right.
So will you take it up, Graham and Barry?
Evening.
Pardon?
I was just making polite conversation.
Evening.
Thought I saw
evening.
Somebody out there.
All.
Multitude.
Erogenous.
Zone.
Twilight.
Chair.
Challenge from Willie.
There was a series called Twilight Chair.
I remember it well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, let's go on to the next game.
Twilight.
This is a round called Euro TV and Radio Guide. As the Channel Tunnel opens, teams, and Le Shuttle brings us another step nearer Europe, it seems clear that increasingly we shall be required to share much of our uniquely British culture with our foreign neighbours. It's sobering to think that the French, too, might soon be enjoying the delights of Le Spotted Dick, Les Maurice Dancers, and Monsieur Blobby. In this round, I'd like you please to turn your attentions to another area of British culture and suggest, with the help of a few minor adjustments, some continental versions of some of our own much-loved TV and radio programmes. Willie?
The Bill is going to France as L'Addition.
They're also getting the Monet programme, too. Iraq, that well-known European country. Baghdad's army.
The riff-raff element is going to Germany as the riff-luftwaffe element.
Holland is getting bullseye.
China.
Emmental Farm. Sorry.
Chinese radio. Start the wok with Melvin Blagg.
Even one for the Australians. Have I got ruse for you?
They've sold Watchdog to Korea as dinner.
Israel, this is your life already?
Right, now for a game called Winking. Oh, shut up. These are the rules. There are four chairs arranged in a semicircle. A team member sits on each chair except for one, which is kept empty. Behind each chair, including the empty one, one team member should stand with his hands resting on the chair, but not touching the team member sitting on it. The team member standing behind the empty chair starts the game by winking at one of his sitting team members, who must try to leave his chair and dash to an empty one. The one standing behind him, however, must try to stop him from going by putting his hands on his shoulders, and if he does this quickly enough, the player in the chair must remain where he is until he's winked at again. If he manages to get away, the one who failed to keep him must wink at someone else to fill his chair. Now, whoever's winking must be cunning. He can wink almost imperceptibly, or he can gaze steadily at one part of the circle and then quickly wink in the opposite direction. After the sitters have been winked at, the sitters stand and wink at the standers who are now sitting. Well, I notice the teams have already been playing this game while I've been talking, so we'll go on to the next round. We'll go on to the next round. Right, with the scores trotting along more or less healthily, we have come to the time when we play the game called Mornington Crescent. Before we start the game proper, regular listeners will recall that we've yet to announce the winner of our Mornington Crescent deliberate mistake competition. Well, as might be expected, the competition whipped up a frenzy of interest, and the first card out of the hat came from Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. As indeed did the next 340. Mrs. Trellis cleverly spotted that Barry Cryer made an illegal move in Regent's Park. So a postal order for £10 goes to Mrs. Trellis and a fine of 50 goes to Barry. This week, teams, to celebrate our visit to Oxford, we'll be playing varsity rules. So colleging and bumping are permissible on the diagonal, but the Ashmolean defence may only be invoked after a Nuffield. Now, teams, I hope you'll accept these variations and the obvious tactical advantage that the Oxford version will afford Graham. And that we won't have any of those petty disputes and bickerings that have occasionally marred the game in the past. Tim, will you start, please?
Why should he start?
And Stim... Stim.
Hello, Stump.
Carry on, Tim.
Albemarle Street.
Birdcage Walk.
I shall do a little light Nuffielding. Tregunta Road.
Ah.
Little Clarendon Street.
Oh, it's that kind of street, is it?
Brewer Street. Thank you. Don't give
Brewer
it away.
Brewer Street?
Yep.
Okay.
The fans loved it.
Time's up.
Any bickering, I'll let that go. Old Compton Street. Go on.
Oh, you're going to love this, fan.
Portobello Road.
Well spotted.
Not off Cap Brewer, isn't it? He's letting them get away with murder.
Woodstock Road.
Yeah. No.
Graham.
Yes.
Nice.
Colleging and bumping are only permissible on the diagonal. You weren't on the diagonal.
Brewer Old Compton preceded.
Yeah. It's not on the diagonal.
How can you tell
from
there?
He was so far off the diagonal, he was almost straight for the first time in his life.
Willie, I didn't ask you to come in and dot the I's and cross the T's.
It's all right.
Whose turn is it now?
Yours. And mine's a large one, okay?
Self-praise is no recommendation.
Come on, let's be serious. Come on, your turn, Tim.
Chelsea High Street. Sorry, High Street, Chelsea.
Well.
Take it first.
You're not going to say anything about that then, Hum?
I don't understand your challenge.
Well, Tim immediately understood that he'd inverted it and had to recoup.
Doesn't say anything about inverting it.
I just don't believe this is happening.
Now, carry on, Barry. Stop quibbling. Carry on.
Oh, God. King's Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh.
Yes.
steward's inquiry.
You panicked.
If you can win like that, I mean...
What, that easily?
Yeah. Cheaply is the word I was looking
for. It was perfectly fair. Wasn't it, audience? Yes! Yeah, so...
I like Oxford. The air is so bracing. The people so wise.
But in fact, because of that little bit of Ashmolean defence which was introduced into the rules for this particular version of the game, Graham and Barry are the winners. Yeah. And I said that just to shut them up. Now it's time for a round of limericks, the simple rhyme scheme that was, as you'd expect, originally devised in the Irish town of Cork. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a fertile first line, which I'd like you to complete in limerick form, taking one line each. And Barry, I'm going to start with you. The best way to eat avocado...
The best way to eat avocado is underneath Miss Bridget Bardo.
Well, it was in the 40s.
When I practiced my naughties...
With the help of old Dr. Bernardo.
Good one for you here, Willie. One Christmas I lost my Satsuma.
One Christmas I lost my Satsuma. No, not there. There's no truth in the rumor.
No. Not under my hat.
Up my trousers, you prat.
My God, have you no sense of humour?
Graham, your first line is, after eating a large bowl of prunes...
I put on a tape of the goons.
I suddenly laughed.
There's a fearsome noise. Aft.
Oh, bango, my blue pantaloons.
And Tim, a first line for you. While squeezing the juice from a lime...
While squeezing the juice from a lime, I found I was stuck for a rhyme.
My first thought was orange.
And then I thought pint.
Good God, is that really the time?
Right, let's go to the next round. It's called The Singer and the Song. It's always worth waiting for a musical round. And while we do, we may as well play this. Teams, I'm going to invite you each to sing a well-known song in the style of a famous person. And appropriately enough for a game that involves juxtaposing the improbable, Colin Sell will be seated at the piano. By the way, if there's anybody at the back of our audience who can't hear Colin properly, there's a coach party of music lovers in the front row who I understand are willing to swap places. Willie, I'd like you to start by singing I Talk to the Trees in the style of Prince Charles.
I talk to the trees, hello trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, hello, Farrah Fawcett Major, but they never hear me. The breeze isn't kind to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain.
Tim, it's your turn now. I'd like you to sing My Old Man's a Dustman in the style of Barbara Cartland.
Now, here's a little story. To tell it is must, about a long-sung hero. I love heroes, don't you? I think they move away your dust. Apparently, they do that. And some people make a fortune. Others earn a mint. from some medicines and things. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skins. Well, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman hat. He wears a corn by me trousers. And he lives in the council flat. Not.
And for you, Barry, please sing Some Enchanted Evening in the style of Alfred Hitchcock.
Some enchanted good evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger on a train. Somehow you know. You know even then that somehow you'll stab her again and again. Once you have found her, never let her go. Get her by the throat. Once you have found her, never let her get her. Good night.
And finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing Fly Me to the Moon in the style of Patrick Moore.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. Thank you very much indeed. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Well, my heart was wrong.
Thank you.
That's just about all we've got time for. That is just long enough, I think, for a quick round of Baker's Film Club. So, teams, while Sven pops out to put a bun in the oven, I'd like you please to come up with some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of bakers.
Off you go.
Bun-Hur.
Citizen Cake.
The Last Temptation of Crust.
Puff the Magic Pastry. Scone with the Wind.
The Pie That Came in from the Cold.
On a Clare Day, You Can See Forever.
Sean Granary in Cream Finger.
Dr. Strangeloaf.
Four muffins and a profiterole.
Sharon Scone in Baker's Instinct.
Bring me the bread of Alfredo Garcia.
Well, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I really have to...
Honey, I Shrunk the Quiche.
Well, I noticed from the big hand sweeping round my little ticker that Sven's up to his old tricks again, and it's time to... It's time to say goodbye from Oxford. So from the teams, Sven and myself, goodbye.
Tim Brooke-Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.